loudest I want to say, 'cause there's something between us anyway. I might not be the right one, it might not be the right time, but there's something about us I've got to do.
Hello, this is Electric Love, formerly the No Zone Layer, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am so happy to be back. This is DJ Amanda, and this is my first show since I came back from being abroad in South Africa. So I'm super excited to be back. The structure of my show is going to be kind of the same, but with a few changes. So formerly, my show was indie electro, synth pop, indie electro, deep house, that kind of sort of thing. And it's going to stay that way. I'm going to continue to focus on electronic music and the like. The only difference is that when I was abroad in South Africa, I actually became a Christian, which you would probably ask, what does that have to do with what music you're going to play? Well, my aim now is going to be to try to choose music selections that are glorifying to God and encourage love and loving one another in a way that is glorifying to God. So this isn't going to be like, oh, red alert, change the station, she's going to play Jesus stuff. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not going to play Christian music that is about Jesus sometimes, but the focus of this show is going to be encouraging love in a way that is glorifying to God. So I hope that if you're not Christian, you will not change the station and that you'll give it a chance, because I had the misconception before I became a Christian that all Christian music was like, hallelujah, like that sort of thing that was just terrible. Nobody wants to listen to. No, not nobody wants to listen to, but that I didn't want to listen to. But then when I started to poke around, because I really like my indie, my electro, that kind of thing, I found out that it really doesn't matter that it's like Christian music isn't like an automatic sort of music. It doesn't include organs all the time. It can really be anything. And it doesn't even have to be by a Christian artist either. For example, one of the songs that I'm going to play today is by the Chainsmokers. So again, you can listen to music that is encouraging love in a way that is glorifying God, that doesn't necessarily scream Jesus every 3 seconds. So today I'm going to tell you just a little bit about like what the big deal is, why this is so important to me. But before I get started on that, I'm going to play the first song, which is fitting for the title of the show. I renamed it to Electric Love. And the reason why I did that is I just felt that the No Zone Layer, while it was a great title, and it was the name of my friends and I, our former turntable station online, which is where we would cue music and play, and it was like a chat room sort of thing. I just felt that the title No Zone Layer didn't really seem appropriate for glorifying God and His love, because No Zone Layer sounds like a place where you don't want to go. It sounds like a place where it just sounded like a place that was more fitting for my 5 a.m. on Wednesday radio time. That was more the No Zone Layer. And I think that in light of Spring Fling, with Bourne's coming to play, and that song is probably fresh on a lot of people's minds, as well as this being principally electronica sort of thing, synth, and it's going to be music that's just like overflowing with love and happiness, I think it was a very fitting title. So without further ado, I will play Electric Love.
Yeah.
Oh, such a good song. I love that one by Borns. And I have to say that it is very relevant to how I feel recently becoming a Christian. So, just a little preface. I used to be a very staunch atheist. I would be the first to, like, surf online on forums, like atheist forums, and be like, yeah, science, all that sort of thing. So, the fact that I became a Christian is a big deal. It's a big deal to me, and a lot of people who I know have been asking me why, and I'm not going to explain that all right now. I will during another show, perhaps. But first, I just want to ask you something. Imagine that you have a purse full of, like, old crumpled pieces of paper and old receipts. So you probably are thinking, like, okay, well, maybe I should just dump all of these out. You know, maybe you have one from CVS, you have one from Star Market or something. You have, like, toothpaste receipts, and you don't want any of that in your purse. Maybe you even use it as, like, a gum wrapper or something. That's what I do sometimes. So you have this purse full of old receipts. But now imagine that actually, one of those receipts that you just completely wrote off as useless that you would never need to look at ever again, imagine one of those receipts was actually a lottery ticket. And not just a lottery ticket, the winning lottery ticket for, like, the jackpot, like millions and millions of dollars. And it could be the most important thing you ever discover in your life. And it's right there in your purse. You have it right there. But it's just sitting there among all the crumpled receipts of everything else you dismissed. And I have to say this. Imagine if all this time you went to church as a kid, you went to Catholic church, you went to Protestant church, you went to any church, and you just decided, this isn't for me. I don't like this. Maybe somebody told you something that it's not okay to be gay. Maybe somebody was criticizing another religion. Maybe people were preaching hatred. And that made you decide, wow, like, this really isn't for me. And so you put Christianity, you wrote it off as one of those receipts that's just sitting at the bottom of your purse, worthless, you're probably going to throw it out and never look at it again. And I was like that too. I had Christianity sitting as a crumpled receipt. I was pretty anti-Christian, actually, because it was forced upon me very heavily as a kid, and it was never really something I thought would be useful to me as anything more than, like, a gum wrapper or just, like, passing knowledge to, you know, be historically informed and, like, write an essay about or something. But for me, Christianity and finding Jesus was like that lottery ticket, like the winning one that has brought me out of all of my suffering and all of my bad times. It's been like that winning ticket that was there all along. And the peace that I've found from it, I know, bear with me, it all sounds a little bit strange if you're coming from a non-religious background. It really is electrifying, and you can feel it all through your body, and I just feel this happiness that I never felt before. And I'm not saying, like, oh, like, I know all the answers, because I don't. And I'm not saying that all my problems from before are gone. All I'm saying is that maybe it's a good idea to look back at those older receipts and make sure you're not throwing anything good away, and make sure that you understand what's on all of those receipts, that you're not just throwing out a piece of paper you don't know what it is, because maybe, again, it could be a winning lottery ticket. And so I'll leave you with that thought, going into our next song. Thank you.
just where I've been hiding now. Save me on this.
What a great song. And again, those last two songs that I played were not by Christian artists. So I really hope that the fact that there's going to be some mention about God won't deter you from listening to this show. One thing I will say is, if you're feeling stressed about your internship or your job, maybe you have a terrible boss, maybe you're working 8 hours a day, maybe you don't know where you're going with your future, maybe you're feeling so upset because that girl or guy that you really like never texted you back, or maybe you're waiting for them to text you back right now. Maybe you're feeling sick, or maybe you're hungover from last night and you just feel awful, like it's never going to get any better. Or maybe over the past few years or days or hours or whatever, you've just felt at some point like you're too fat, you're too ugly, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough. Maybe you're dealing with divorce or sickness or loneliness or just hurt. And so to that, I have to say, if your world is on fire, burn it down. Burn it down. And one way that you can burn away all of those troubles and all of those worries is through Jesus. Boom. All right, next song.
Bend your chest open so I can reach your heart. I need to get inside or I will start a war. Wanna look at the pieces that make you who you are. I wanna build you up and pick you apart. Let me see the dark side as well as the bright. I'm gonna love you inside. inside out. Let me see the dark sides as well as the bright. I'm gonna love you inside out. I'm gonna love you inside out. I'm gonna love you.
Till it's yours to hold.
For a short PSA, our hourly PSA here on 91.5 FM WMFO.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we gonna do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Talk without the taint. train is full of me too, and tears me from a place I know. It helps me to surprise myself. You know you can surprise yourself, so let go and surprise yourself.
Feel like real life. Wait for never will it leave. Each day it is retrieved.
We don't rest. my breath. Remind me how it feels to hear your voice. Your lips are moving, I can hear a thing. Living life as if we had a choice.
like a shadow walking through the corners of the room. I always thought I'd have a full tank to go.
Something I said, I know that you've been living in the past. What's going on in your head now? Maybe something I said, I...
It's driving me crazy. You can try to lie, but you're not gonna deny. No, you're not gonna deny my love. You can run to the hillside. You can close your eyes, but you're not gonna deny. No, you're not gonna deny.
Thank y'all for listening to Electric Love. I'm about to conclude our show, but before I go, I just want to say thanks to y'all who hung in there even after I talked about Jesus a little bit. Again, I'm trying to make this show enjoyable for Christians and non-Christians. So I thank you for hanging in there during that time. And so I want to leave you with one last thing. The last time I talked, which is a while ago, I've been playing music for a while, I said that Jesus is the answer to pain and sickness and hunger and bad bosses and boys not texting you back and all of those, all of that hurt and all of those feelings. So how is it